It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American playwright and screenwriter Charles MacArthur, born in 1895 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He won the Academy Award for Best Story in 1935. The sixth of seven children born to Stern evangelist William Telfer MacArthur and Georgiana Wellstead, he developed a passion for reading. Declining to follow his father into ministry, he moved to the Midwest and soon became a successful reporter in Chicago, working there for the Tribune and the Daily News. He joined the United States Army for World War I and served in France as a private, assigned to an artillery battery. He recounted his wartime experiences in 1919's A Bug's Eye View of the War. After that, he wrote several short stories, two of which, Hang It All in 1921 and Rope in 1923, were published in H.L. Mencken's The Smart Set magazine. Eventually, he settled in New York, where he turned to playwriting. He is best known for his plays written in collaboration with Ben Hecht, such as Ladies and Gentlemen, 20th Century, and the frequently filmed Front Page, which was based in part on his experiences at the City News Bureau in Chicago. He also co-wrote the play Lulabelle with Edward Sheldon, which was staged in 1926 by David Belasco. MacArthur was friends with various members of the Algonquin Round Table. He shared an apartment with Robert Benchley and had an affair with Dorothy Parker. His second marriage was to the stage and screen actress Helen Hayes from 1928 until his death. They lived in Nyack, New York. He was preceded in death by his daughter Mary, who died of polio in 1949 at age 19. The shock of her passing hastened his own death, according to those who knew him. Their adopted son, James MacArthur, who died in 2010 at age 72, was also an actor, best known for playing Danny Williams on the original American television series Hawaii Five-0. His brother, John D. MacArthur, was an insurance company owner and executive who founded the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, benefactor of the MacArthur Fellowships. Charles MacArthur died in New York on April 21, 1956, of anemia and a kidney ailment. He was 60 years old. Known as something of a prankster and a bon vivant, MacArthur was portrayed by Matthew Broderick in the 1994 film Mrs. Parker and the Vicious Circle. Critic Alexander Wolcott said of him, "Everyone who knows him lights up when he hears his name and starts talking about him as if he were a marvelous circus that once passed this way." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 5th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.